Welcome to Christ Today. We pray for understanding and protection and to be faithful to Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. I am concerned for our nation and for every person in it. Our spiritual condition is the basis of my concern. The nation's spiritual condition, with all of its shortcomings, is revealing itself in material and physical manifestations, and that is to say, by all of the problems we see all around us. Some people say that the president of our country will put us onto the right course. Okay, the president is and does make a tremendous difference in our country, but he won't save us. Isn't the real difference for what our future holds who we are? And are we following Christ by living for Him? I guess we are in some pretty immediate danger of judgment. Well, a lot of people think so. Wasn't it Billy Graham a few years ago who said, "If God doesn't bring judgment upon America, He will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah." Well, it was something like that. I seem to recall that Ruth Graham and others have said something like this as well. Well, judgment is a part of who God is. But for me to say those words of what God will have to do, well, just to have said them puts a twinge of concern into my bones. So I clarify, for me, I do not know what God will have to do. No, I do not. And yet, we do have biblical examples of what God has done, and we know that God does not change. I just think it's enough to say that I am concerned for our nation. I think about things that have gone on. It was 4 days ago, there was very much lightning off the coast of Southern California, like Los Angeles. There are some people who would say that such an event would be a message from God. And there, near Los Angeles, there was 1,500 lightning strikes in 5 minutes. Oh, that must have been a thrill to watch. That is, watch it from the safety of our homes. Well, that reminds me of what we watch on TV. We do see disasters in various places all over the world, and even in this country, and we think we are safe. Well, on TV, we do see all sorts of things, like mudslides and floods, the volcanoes and earthquakes. We also hear about famine and disease in other lands. But these troubles do not touch us. And why is that? Is it because we have better and stronger homes? Or is it because we as a nation are blessed by God? That's my guess about what the prevailing opinion is, that that God has not inflicted these things on our nation because we're blessed. I think that's the prevailing opinion, and I think we had better be careful. Now, sure, strong houses does make a difference, but they will not stand up to God's judgment. Yes, indeed, our nation has been blessed in God, by God, but what about if we're not His? What if we're not doing His will? Why would He continue to bless us? Why would God bless unholy behavior? So let our behavior be holy according to what God calls holy, and let us be blessed. If I had to address our nation and its being judged, I would think about Genesis 15:16, where God had not yet judged the Amorites because the fullness of their iniquity had not yet been reached. The Bible does give examples that God judges nations and peoples. There are examples. One of them is Revelation 18:20, where when sin gets ripe, it is judged. Well, about judgment, maybe there's only so much that we can do as far as our nation goes, but we each are responsible for ourselves, both in our personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and in what we actually do. Now, I think about 1 Peter 1:16, where it is written, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And that really is something to aspire to. Holiness. Well, that's good. And we have life to deal with also. We hear about lots of people who have great hurts in life, the troubles that people have gone through in life, and also the healing that happens. God is amazing in how He is in each one of us, and He heals us, especially when we ask for it. So call on Jesus and let Him heal us as we determine to belong to Him. Yes, in life, problems abound, and in the world, lots of problems also. We do wonder what will happen. We do wonder what will happen between nations, between peoples. We have this North Korean situation. It might heat up again. And that's something for our prayer list. It broke down, negotiations between U.S. and North Korea broke down and have fallen apart. So what will happen next there? Will rockets fly again? Will the U.S. end up sending warships towards North Korea? Or will China and Russia again threaten war with the United States if the United States takes unwarranted military actions against North Korea? Well, that is one little international issue which could become a great issue. So there's other places in the world besides which could become really large issues. Oh, like if there were to be a nuclear exchange between India and Pakistan. Both of those countries have nuclear weapons. And if they both used their nuclear weapons, well, the world could have a nuclear winter, which would last years. And that kind of smoke and ash being thrown up into our atmosphere could cause a nuclear winter, which would last years. And that would mean that there would be years, several years, of greatly decreased grain crops. And that means famine. Famine in the world. And that could happen between these two minor nuclear powers. We can only imagine what would happen if there were a war between the major nuclear powers, or even if there was an accidental nuclear detonation. Oh, and then that could trigger other responses. It might even be an automatic response that got triggered. Well, war. Yes, there's a lot going on in the world, and I think it's good to relate what we can to the Bible. And we can use these things as examples. So recognize the things, and I always see the possibilities, and the possibilities say to me to be cautious, to to get prepared, really. So, yes, I do give that warning. Of course, the biggest warning that I see is to follow Jesus Christ and repent. And after that, be prepared for the just in case. So, well, I think about those things, and I know that the war matters have been on my mind for a while because I see the issues in front of the world, on the news, and I think it's important to look at them. So I do. We do search for the truth, and we search for the timing of what our concerns are, and even what I talk about. Should we be concerned? Yeah, I think a concern and preparation is always a good idea. The degree of preparation and concern is always a question. I remember Y2K, do you? A few years before Y2K, there was an older guy who I met, and he was talking about, it's better to prepare a year too early than a day too late. Yes, indeed, that's true. Y2K was a non-event, but that part about getting ready too early instead of too late is a lesson that kind of stuck with me. Now, there's been plenty of messages that people have had lately on the media or on the internet, and plenty of people are talking about getting ready and getting prepared. There is talk about being without food. So, indeed, we need food every day. So, I think for all of us, think, plan, and do. And that's something that we each can do on the subject of the what if. So, just give it some consideration. Pray about it. And if you want, you take it to the next level, which is to pray and to fast. I like the idea of food preparation because each one of us needs food. But while we think about it, and even if we believe that it's a good idea, we each have to actually do it. This is what we do. To take care of ourselves and our family and others, we have to actually do it. And a part of what we do for ourselves, our family, and others is to consider the great commandment, the second one. It's in Matthew 22, 39, and in Mark 12:33. And it talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. That's the second great commandment. Now, it's so easy to think about loving your neighbor as yourself. It's easy to think about, but it's not so easy to do, especially in a difficult situation. For instance, would you share your food supplies with your neighbor? How about the neighbors that you know and like? How about the neighbors that you don't get along with? Especially if there's a time of obvious need, what would you do? Well, it's a subject to pray about because we also have to take care of our own. We have to take care of the people who are our own family and under our own guidance. So somehow we have to consider these things, and I trust that you will find the right balance here. I certainly don't know how to advise you on this question. It's one we each have to examine and then find our own answer to. It's what we do when we examine what is coming in our future. Yeah, I do think about the general preparedness. I think about the spiritual preparedness and the general preparedness. And I know there are so many different views that different people have. One of the things that just kind of gets my attention and I wonder about, there have been, over the last year or more, there's been more talk from more people talking about a civil war coming to America. Well, I was quite slow to consider this, even as a possibility. I think that people in large cities are more convinced of this idea than the people who live in smaller cities or towns. And probably because in the bigger cities, people are exposed to more various racial tensions. And that is one of the issues that people recognize and see and wonder about. And there's another issue, which is of great, it's a potentially a great division within our population, and that is socialism. Socialism has been called a form of communism, which has been adapted to a capitalist society. It was thought to be well suited to a country like England or like America. Along this line, that's Fabian socialism, and that's more adopted to the industrial modern societies and not an agrarian society. The agrarian farming type societies are more likely to adopt a communist form of government than an industrial society. All these questions. So, will there be another civil war here in this country? It's a good question. I gather that more and more possibility of it exists. And I think a whole lot of what your opinion is depends on where you live. Now, in some areas, there is a great big collapse of morality. And there's a collapse of respect for law and order, or government, or you could say for other people. Now, yeah, other people, and I guess a part of that is churches. Our churches are also, there's a certain level of falling away that people are having from churches. I do wonder about that. I know that so often the churches, in general, are giving a social message instead of teaching the gospel. I wonder if that's why there is are people walking away from churches. Why churches are closing, I just wonder. Well, the society does have certain problems, and there are reasons for it. We do see much change going on as we see the upper level of our society, like the politicians. They're seeking after their own wealth and security. But most of the citizens have very little wealth and very little security. There's this great big gap between the rich and the poor. And sure, you can say the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. So that widens the gap between rich and poor in our society. It's a social division that we see, societal division. And there's a growing dissatisfaction among the people who are not a part of the moneyed system. So I think that makes another difference as to how and why there could be a civil war in the country. The dissatisfaction is growing. We also have immoral behavior that is creating dissatisfaction. We have people who are getting rich from immoral behavior, activity. That's wrong too, especially when the decent people have a hard time getting ahead. So, yeah, I am speaking in generalities, no doubt. The general conversation seems to go in this general direction, though. There's plenty of exceptions that all around in society, but I'm trying to identify a trend, a direction, and so I am looking at generalities. But around you, please keep looking for the conditions around you, because if that just-in-case situation is coming along, well, you want to identify it and know how to change before it actually happens to you. Change your direction and your course if it's necessary. Now, I think about those problems that could happen among society, and I see the possibility of a war between nations, and a war that would involve the United States. Even though I see this as a possibility, I don't understand the time frame involved. There's just too many possibilities. I know that there's a lot of people who see a time frame of between any time now, 2019, and between that now and 2028. Well, they're just educated guesses, but I still think it's pretty interesting to look at the different ideas. And I know a few days ago, there was the U.S. Army Secretary who said Russia's military power will peak in 2028, and China's military power will peak in 2030. I just kind of wondered about this. Does that mean that we, the United States, do not have to be concerned until that time? Does he consider that Russia has developed those hypersonic missiles, which apparently already can be deployed on a limited basis? Well, there's another element here too. If you're considering war, what about the element of surprise? Because that, for all throughout time, surprise has been a very important element of an attack. And any attack is more effective when the element of surprise is used. And 9/11, remember 9/11? It proved that we, as a nation, could have a surprise attack done to us. So remember that. Don't think it couldn't happen here. Sure, it's unlikely. Impossible? Definitely not. And we have proof done because of 9/11. And what about the spiritual factors? What about considering that God protects a nation, but does God protect a nation when the nation does not regard God? Or what about when a nation opposes the principle that God upholds? Well, I'd say look at this and arrive at your own conclusions. But I would not be surprised to see some pretty major consequences. What would they be? Military? Sure. How about financial? Sure. How about society-wide? Sure. All of these can hit our country. When? Now that I don't get. I don't understand the timing. But I know that anything could happen, sure, soon or not soon. Well, you look into it for yourself. And these ideas are ones for you to look at. I don't have the answers, but I see the possibilities and they concern me. Ha, they sure do. Well, let's talk for a little while about money. I think money is one of those important issues. I think just about everybody thinks money is important. What about the people who just cannot stop spending money? Every bit of money they get, they spend. And then they go out and get loans. They get loans from the banks, they get loans for their cars, they get loans on their credit cards. And soon enough, they cannot pay their bills. Well, probably you have seen this happen with people you know. Even maybe family members. And what do? They ask you for a loan. Hey, do you have $5,000? Oh, do you have $500? Well, do you have $50? Maybe I can pay you back next month. Huh, yeah. Or start to pay you back next month. See, that's the kind of thing that goes on. We all have had this happen in our personal life. Yes, even within our family. A lot of people have had that happen. So, we have the examples in real life. And we pretty much know what happens after this, don't you? For that person who needs that loan so badly, things just start to fall apart. And everything that they once owned has to be sold or has to be pawned. And all of a sudden, they are overcome by poverty. Often enough, it's overwhelming poverty. That's just what happens to people who cannot control their spending. And is there a different way it could happen for people who cannot control their spending? Yes, it is possible, but it almost never happens. And while this is an example of personal spending, I'm going to change it over to what happens when governments spend too much. Now, going back a few years, at the beginning of President Obama's presidential term, our nation had a national debt of $10 trillion. Today, at the beginning of 2019, our national debt is $22 trillion. Our U.S. Congress has allowed our nation's borrowing to increase by over $1 trillion per year. Now, $1 million, $1 billion, $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion. I look at this in terms of seconds to compare. And I think that's a reasonable basis. 1 million seconds is 12 days. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years. You see, a $22 trillion national debt is completely overwhelming. Basically, it's impossible to ever pay that money back. So, I kind of am glad we have Donald Trump as our president because he has had experience with bankruptcies. And I don't know who would have more practical experience with bankruptcies than he does. So, you know, you do know what happens when someone goes bankrupt. They give up their ownership of what they once owned. And that also is what happens to countries. Countries who, well, going back a few decades, we have examples. And countries that were not able to pay their creditors, what happened? The creditors took over the assets in that country that the country once owned. For instance, A creditor would take over the ownership of a country's electricity or water, or toll roads, or bridge tolls. And then the new owner would increase prices by a lot, and that is how the creditor would get paid back. Or in other cases, the creditor would accept ownership of land or buildings that money was owed upon or that was owned by the government. And of course, then rent would have to be paid when the ownership changed. So, for instance, you can imagine our federal government, if all of a sudden the federal government had to pay rent for each and every, Social Security building. And how about for each and every federal courthouse? Well, we wonder, how could this happen in the United States? We would wonder that. But those kind of things have happened in other countries. And that's what happens when big money is owed by countries to these huge international money financiers. Really and truly, I think we can only guess what is in store for us with our $22 trillion national debt. But realize that those huge international money financiers have had for decades, no, they've not for decades, but even for hundreds of years, there have been patterns and understandings of how to make plans and backup plans. So those international money financiers know what to do when the loans go bad. They've had practice with it in the past. So all we can do is think about what could possibly happen, and we can recognize the pattern, and we can try to protect ourselves personally. I'm not sure there's anything that we can do for our country, but we can do something to protect our own personal, individual financial security. And pretty much what that means is to try not to get caught in the debt trap. Try not to have any debt. I know it's just about impossible, but if we don't try, it's for certain we won't succeed. Try. I'm not sure what kind of a crisis will occur, but I just don't see how we could not have some kind of a crisis in the future. Our nation is in debt all over the place. Federally, statewide, municipality-wise, the corporations, the businesses, and the individuals, we are all carrying a significant debt load. So just think about what would happen if some kind of a crisis were to occur. I think we look and we have some common sense thinking. If you want, you can look in history to see what has happened in the past. It takes a little study, but that's what we do. We study and we search out the answers. Now, I kind of wonder when something will happen, if or when something will happen. And I know there's so many people, a growing number of people, consistently that are saying, look out, get ready, be prepared. Something is happening, going to happen. Something is coming. And there's quite a few people who see this happening in quite a short term. I don't know that I'd say that, but I certainly recognize that it could happen very quickly. But what the answer is to that, I don't know when. I see so many different possibilities of when something could happen. I don't even know what to tell you. All I can think to say is look around and pay attention. That's what we pay most attention to, is the practical part of what we see. What's going on in our physical world. But I always like to pay attention to the spiritual indicators also. What is going on with our nation spiritually? And yes, tell me, do you think we deserve judgment? I think that's a big question. And that's a question that most people don't want to hear, and certainly don't want to talk about that, and they don't even want to listen to any talk that could examine that question. Do we deserve judgment? Well, I think it's always worthwhile to look at all the possibilities. A lot of people, like I said, they won't even consider that something bad could happen to us, or personally, or as a nation. I think it's reasonable to ask about one thing, though. Do you have insurance? Or do you have a first aid kit? What about any extra food? Do you have a spare key to your car? Well, all these things kind of address that just-in-case situation. You know, it's to say, what if something bad happens? Well, we might need insurance or a first aid kit or extra food or a spare key. Those are just kind of ordinary. Now, those things, cover the needs that we might have, but every day we need food. Every single day we need food. So why not get some, well, you could call it food insurance. But the point is get some food. Get something, because that's something you need every day. I don't know that you have to get the best food, because you might eat that too fast. But get something. And like I've often said, I like the idea of the most basic elements, grains, because they last. They last and they last and last for a long, long time. Decades. Whole grains. So you get whole grains and a wheat grinder. And, oh, a few other things. Write me for my list if that's what you'd like to see. But the point is look at having some just-in-case supplies. Look and see how God says to live. He talks about these things. How are we doing with how God tells us to live? Yeah, I'm just going to cite two scriptures here. One is 2 Timothy chapter 3, and the other is Revelation chapter 18. Look at those chapters, and you can see many examples of warnings and consequences. The Bible gives us warnings and consequences. I think of the basic principles, and I think it's important to recognize those basic principles. God calls us to be holy. And are we being holy? And what about that question of judgment? Well, we each decide those kind of things for ourselves, just like we decide what kind of extra things to have for ourselves. Insurance, first aid, extra food, a spare key. What about those things? Well, I just mean to encourage you to think about extra food. That's a good principle as far as I'm concerned. I do think about our spiritual situation. God is holy, and he opposes that which is unholy. So, let's believe God. Yes, definitely. Let's believe the Bible, and let us strive to be holy. I know we can look at history and logic and the Bible, and we can see examples from the past They're still true for us today in a slightly different way. But think of human history. Think of the kingdoms that have come and gone. Think of the nations which have come and gone. They've come to power, and then they have deteriorated or been conquered. All those kingdoms and nations throughout history. You see, there's kind of a pattern there. And for all those nations, for all those kingdoms that have come and gone, in history, there have only been two nations which have been dedicated to God from the very beginning of when the nation was formed. One was ancient Israel, and the other is the United States of America. Now, that takes a little bit of study, but it's not hard to do. Just look into it. Or you could look into Jonathan Cahn, the author and the rabbi. He's written about what he says, and sometimes he gives lectures on it too. The lectures can be long-winded, but there's parts you can, it's a good idea to listen to. So, in all of history, two nations, only two nations that from their very beginning were dedicated to God, ancient Israel and the United States of America. Ancient Israel, for many, many years, did follow God. And sure, there were a few who did not. They would worship another god, and that made a problem. But there were long periods of prosperity in ancient Israel. There were people who loved God and were devoted to God. And that was a good thing. So we can look at those days and find the difference between the conflict in ancient Israel if we were to look at the book of Judges. One of the things about ancient Israel that I mean to point out now is that there was no king in Israel at that time, and every man did what was right in their own eyes. And that reminds me of just about how it is today in America. America has no political king. And perhaps we should make Jesus our king. Well, no, there's no question about it. That is what we should do. Jesus ought to be our king. There was a time in America when many people were saying, "No king but Jesus." Well, we need to live it. So, for a while in ancient Israel, there was a lot of people who were faithful to God, and then there was a falling away. And what happened? Most of the people in ancient Israel were taken away to Babylon, and they were slaves in Babylon. So I wonder if that will be the pattern for America. Will we become slaves to what? To who? Yeah, to what? Maybe to our evil passions? And maybe, like drugs, illegal drugs or legal drugs? It's all a question. We could become slaves to our passions. And would it be possible for us, U.S. citizens, to be taken away as slaves? Huh, certainly not. We cannot even imagine such a thing. Oh, no, that could never be. Not us. We are too strong. Ha, yes, strong by our own standards, but not according to God's standards. It's always something to look at. Look at our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And as a intellectual matter, look at history. Look at all the people in history who, the nations that have fallen, the people that have been targeted, And there has been, well, genocide and destruction throughout histories, even to people who were once strong, who had a strong wall around their country or their city, and they did not believe that anything could happen to them, not as individuals and not as a group. They were strong. They could take care of themselves. That's what they thought. But that's not what history shows. History shows peoples, cities, nations being conquered. Even for the last 100 years, we have seen that has happened many, many times. And people have been targeted. People have been killed or murdered. That was in the last 100 years. And yes, that could happen again. I know it could. It's just a historical fact. And there's so many people who would say, oh, no, that could never happen here. Oh, not in the United States. We are safe from all that. Well, to say that does not, it's not what our history says. It's not a historical truth. I don't mean that I'm predicting it. Definitely, I'm not predicting that we would become conquered or slaves. But to say it just couldn't happen, it just doesn't match history. It could happen. From a historical point of view, indeed, it's possible. So we need to just recognize that we need to take steps, practical steps, keep our country strong and unified, and keep our community strong and unified, keep our family strong and unified. So much to ponder, so much to look at, many, many possibilities. I don't always think like this. I don't always have these thoughts of dangers and difficulties. Really, for me, most of my life is joyful, enjoying the Lord, and I love being alive. But for some reason, I talk about these areas because I think they are important, and I think that they don't get talked about today. They receive so little attention by people that I think it is good to speak about them. I think it is good for me to speak about so many of these potential difficulties and dangers that we just might face. I think one of the central issues here, what we all have to be concerned with, is, do you believe in God? Do you know God? Do you obey God? And a part of this is, do you have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ? I think that's the central question that we can always ask. Because after this short life of ours, we have eternal life. The Bible tells us this, that we will spend eternity either in hell or heaven. Which one do you choose? Well, let's all choose a wonderful heaven with Jesus, who we follow and obey in this life and in the next. I know nobody would want to go to hell, where the air is full of sulfur, and it's hot like an oven, there is no water, and the demons torment the human souls there in hell. No one would choose hell. But that is where someone goes if they do not choose to follow Jesus. It's a simple choice, isn't it? Choose Jesus and let your life Let the life you live reflect your choice. Your choice is to reflect Jesus. Yep. All these things are concerns. They're concerns about our spiritual life. They're concerns about our physical life. And also about our physical life, I do think about what to do in case of times of difficulty. And I offer my free Preparedness Thoughts pamphlet. And I hope that little pamphlet will inspire you to give further thoughts to basic preparedness. About preparedness, we each think differently about preparedness, and we each have different concerns. We would prepare in different ways because we are all different people. And with such a large variation among so many different people within our community, I think that we have different ways to prepare, and then we can help each other with what we do have, should there ever be a time of great difficulty, if the times do get seriously bad. They could. If you look at the Bible will tell you that at some point things will get seriously bad, that there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes, famine, pestilence, and more. Now, when is the big question that everybody seems to ask, and I don't think there's an answer for when, but it seems that we can know the season, not the day and the hour, but we can know the season of how things are looking. And I know that there have been people in the past that have had such wrong guesses. And I know that today there's lots of people who say that these things are going to come about in short order, that we will have wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famine, pestilence, and more. But we don't know. And that's a part of the preparedness. That's because we don't know when is exactly why I think about having whole grains, is because they last forever. And there's a few other things, a manual grain grinder, a cast iron pot, spices. Oh, there's more things, but if you want my list, by all means write me. I'll give you that address in a minute. So we can only guess how soon anything will happen. We just don't know. I don't know when. I cannot tell you when. But I think that to get our supplies, our water filter, or our food, or any other supplies that we want, the time to get that is when it's available. Don't wait until it's evident that there is trouble coming, because if you wait until people realize trouble is going to be here, everything will be gone from the store shelves, and nothing will be available. So by all means, look at what could be coming, think about it, make a plan, and then do it. There's so many people who see possibilities. I do too, lots of possibilities. If we look at our U.S. economy, well, there are signs of downturns. There are signs of store closings. If you look in the financial publications, they tell you about the difficulties that there just might be. There's talk about store closings with Kmart, with Starbucks, with Sears, with Lowe's, with Payless. It's said that Payless stores plan to close 2,000 stores, all this in this year or the next. So we're seeing a new a continuation of the economic troubles that started in this country. What will happen? I'm not sure. And should we be concerned? I think so. What do you think? Are troubles coming? We all get to decide this for ourselves. Or is our future bright and shiny and easy? Well, consider the possibilities. And that's something that only you can do, because you consider these things for yourself. And if there's troubles, what do? We consider reducing our debt and staying within our budget, and if possible, get some food and supplies. That's what I think of. Now, if you'd like to get my free preparedness pamphlet, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, please, to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. And if you'd like to listen to today's broadcast again or past broadcasts, please go to www.christtoday.org. And that's all lowercase and with no spaces. So I do talk about these subjects more than I thought I would have, but I do, and it's oftentimes I talk about being prepared for the just in case. I have 2 years of talking about lots of different things, including my life experience and including guests who come and talk about lots of things. There is lots of variation on the different Christ Today's shows. So listen to one of those broadcasts from the past if you would like. And now, until next week, may you walk with God, and may God walk with you.